Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe leading you up to day baseball on WEEI. Red Sox and A's today, 1:35. Pregame at 12:35. We're sticking around with Joe Weil, hanging out in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio for a couple of segments today. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. But we're pleased to be joined by Rob Bradford.
McFarland.
McFarland yes. To you, Rob, as well. Baseball isn't boring. And WEEI joining us here at Fenway Park. What's going on, Rob?
We talked about a lot of things in the break, right? Mm-hmm. Which I could just keep talking to you guys all the live long day, especially after that awesome Lucas Giolito podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, excellent.
It helped Giolito quite a bit last
week. All right, Jones. The curse.
Lay off him, would you?
Usually, see, you do a Baseball's and Boring podcast, you get the bump. Yeah. I don't know what happens when you do the Dork podcast.
I don't know.
We're going to have to track that, monitor it. But I was doing everything in my power not to say what I wanted to say right now, which is I heard you talking about Spinal Tap 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes me so sad it's not doing well.
It's not doing well at all.
But it makes me happy you said it was good.
It was good, yeah.
But you were reading the lineup, and what do you say? It's like it should be Eaton Wong, you know?
Yeah.
Which immediately,
yeah, I was a wise man.
Yeah. immediately it made me think of Spinal Tap, and why?
Of course.
Sir Dennis Eaton Hogg.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt. Amazing.
I look driving and I'm like, why does it sound familiar? Oh, yeah, Sir Dennis Eaton Hogg from Spinal Tap.
Yeah, they went away from it today in the lineup. They did not. They broke those guys up a little bit.
Wow.
But Nate Eaton, one of the heroes from last night.
Yeah.
Rob, a game that they had to have. And you feel a little bit better about it, but how do you feel about these final 10 games and where they're at, 2.5 up on the Guardians?
I feel somewhere in between. I think it's like, okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2025 Red Sox, colon, maybe. I think that what still concerns me is your inability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And I know that they did last night.
You got Yoshida hitting cleanup today. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. Excellent job by Nick by going the exhaustive research in the home run log. I will say this, is that one of the good signs for me was Cora. And I know you talked a lot about Cora today. And I'm not too much like, oh my goodness, Cora had an unbelievable game. And just like I'm not too much the day before, oh my goodness, Cora blew it. But the Cora likes suggesting or accepting that you have to pinch it for Rafaela. What you have to understand is that in the playoffs, in key games, you have to make contact. And that was the perfect example. If you go early in the year, they were losing these one-run games. I still say a big reason why they did that was because they struck out more than everybody. They swung and missed more than everybody. When the rubber meets the road in late September and October, you have to put the ball in play. And I think that's a good example of it. So that's what you have to do. It kind of sucks that you have to grind it out as much as you have to grind it out. But it comes back to the same thing, guys. All these teams are flawed. And every time I've gone on our show on Saturdays many times and said, how are they ever going to score more than one run? And then they score like 15. So it's a bizarre team in a bizarre season. But at this point, science would suggest they are in the playoffs right now.
Okay. You're not as optimistic on that as I was thinking.
They really should be.
Well, I mean, I don't.
They should be. But let's say your hunch, your suspicion is right. They maybe don't get in. They collapse.
No. I think they're going to get in.
Let's say they don't.
Okay.
Who gets
That's great.
Who gets the most blame?
I think Breslow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I heard you say
Jones
about.
Jones doesn't want to hear that.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, no, I think that Cora, I hear what you're saying with Cora. I like you personally. It's your prerogative to be wrong. I'm done. That's the TM.
But
here's let me tell you why. Because I think that ultimately what you've dealt with, what you've had to deal with in terms of talent, and you make a good point about you have Crochet, you have these relievers, you have pieces, but it's not like if you stack up this Red Sox roster against the Yankees, the Yankees are better. And I think that basically what had happened was that you if they don't make it, then you didn't find a legitimate bat. You didn't find the Kyle Schwarber of the world. You didn't do enough at the trade deadline. I just think that that's the way to go because I think that with Cora, I think he had a very, very uneven, less than great beginning of the year. But I think with the managers, when this happens, to me, it's when you don't have a good handle on what you have. And this is what concerns me about this team right now. If we want to talk about Cora, because maybe ultimately Cora gets the blame. But at the beginning of the year, I don't think he had a great handle on what he had. They were all over the place, the bullpen, the lineup, everything else. And now his challenge, guys, is to find exactly who is going to do what. And I'll give you an example. He brings in Weissert. I agree. Not a great move. I mean, since August 1st, 5 inherited runs, runners, 4 scored. So not a great move. But 2 days later, would he have done Zach Kelly because all of a sudden Zach Kelly's pitching better? That's the point. And what do you have in Peyton Tolle? Is he a rookie? Do you have the potential? Do you have the production? You don't know what you have, and you have to figure that out in the next week and a half. And then in October, because when Cora was at his best, it was, I know where all these pieces fit. And it's a very convoluted answer to your question, so I apologize.
Does Cora have added value because they probably have a better chance of retaining Bregman if he's still here?
No.
It doesn't factor in?
No. I mean, you guys think Bregman's going to opt out?
No, I don't.
I don't think it's a slam dunk. Yeah, I don't think it's
There's a lot of talk about it. Jones and I actually agree on that. We don't think he hasn't hit
for 2 months, and he missed 2 months.
And he got hurt and all that other stuff. But I just wonder, like, you also do need to bring him back. Like,
I've said this. I think Bregman is worth more to the Red Sox than maybe a lot of other teams perceive worth. And, you know, as I said, when I talked to Boris and he was pounding, well, he's not going to have the qualifying offer. And look, the Red Sox have all this money to spend because all these guys took bad deal, team-friendly deals and so forth. All true. That's fine. But the ultimately, with this production with Bregman has in the second half, to go into a free agent market, is he's got another opportunity to this. I mean, he has another year of $40 million and then another opt-out.
Right.
So he can do it all again. So I don't think Cora doesn't hurt,
yeah.
But I don't think that's the be-all, end-all.
So Bregman could opt out, as could Giolito and Story. Do you think either of them opt out?
I think Giolito he will probably opt out, take free agency. They could offer him the qualifying offer, which I think would kind of mess him up, much like it kind of did. Pivetta got a deal with San Diego, but he would have got a better deal if there wasn't a qualifying offer. And if he takes the qualifying offer, instead of the $19 million he would pick up on his option, you get probably around 21. So, okay. But I could see the Red Sox saying, all right, you know what, 2-3 year deal. But in terms of this boon that Giolito's going to get by becoming a free agent like he did last night, I don't know if that's going to be there. So I think that to answer your question about Giolito, I think that they'll show interest in him because what he represents and how good he's been. And then Story was the other one. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to opt out. I just don't.
He's had a really good year.
He's had a really good year.
What is the situation? It's like if he opts out now, he would be leaving like 2 or 3 years on the table. Like there's a weird like opt out. It's not like year by year like Bregman would be.
No. He would basically be going to free agency and bypassing the last couple of years of a pretty good deal. Now, what is he, like $25 million, I think, a year? But which is good. Is he playing above $25 million this year? Probably. Yeah, probably. Although you look at this isn't fair to him because we know how good he's been other than May, but you look at his overall numbers, you know, OPS. What's his OPS? Is it over? It's not over 800 yet, is it?
Is it not?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of insane to think about. I mean, that's what people, that's how bad he was.
Story's OPS is 752.
Yeah, so exactly.
Wow, that's a lot lower than I would have guessed.
Yeah, I mean, and but again.
A lot of steals, though.
A lot of steals.
Listen.
Guys got a lot of bags.
31 for 31. Biggest lead in the game. Biggest lead in the game.
That's true.
Everyone loves a good lead.
Yeah, he really goes. Are they going to get Willie or Abreu back at any point?
Yes, I believe at some point.
Do you?
In 2025?
Yeah, I don't know.
Am I mistaken? Did you say you don't think we see him even this weekend? Did I see that from you?
I would not be surprised if you don't see him this weekend. I do not.
This weekend?
I do not believe any injury updates ever.
Yeah.
And I just know this, is that, you know, you're still having some discomfort, and I know he classified it well. It's, what did he say? It's not like pain. It's just soreness.
This is Abreu. We played a clip from, or maybe I heard Cora talking about it, where he said, yeah, it was soreness, not pain.
Yeah. I think they also know that if you bring him back earlier than you have to, then you're going to, this the calf thing, and as we've documented, we all have elite calves.
Yeah.
So if calf strength.
Little calf raises.
Remember Mike Avilas? Remember Mike Avilas?
Yeah, I remember Mike Avilas. Bobby Valentine taught him how to catch a fly ball.
Yeah. Well, Google Mike Avilas calves.
Can I do that on a work computer? I mean, this is pieces of meat.
This is maybe my of all the things I've done professionally, taking a picture of Mike Avilas' calf. Huge. Might be the most impactful thing I've ever done.
Oh, that is sick.
Yeah, right?
Defined. Tyler O'Neill's arm. Tyler O'Neill's arms on a calf. That is exactly on a lower leg.
There you go.
Exciting.
I think that my guess is that next week. If you have no significant setbacks, but yeah, next week.
How about Roman Anthony?
No.
Well, he's marching around on a treadmill.
Sneaky great line by Fitzy, the Natick Mall line. walking the Natick Mall.
Good spot.
Oh, yeah. I know that Kerosene Ken Laird back there was very excited about Roman Anthony, about him going into Cora and saying, hey, I feel good. But you're still walking on a treadmill for 20. I think nothing has changed in terms of.
No, we're not
going
to see him. We're not going to see him.
I mean, you'll see him when the place is full in the ALCS. Let's go. By the way, it's like, what? It's just so depressing that potentially that everyone has to go to Houston or Seattle.
Yeah, well, what's your prediction on that? So right now the Yankees are the top wild card
team. I think you go
to
Seattle.
You think it's at Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which makes me sad because.
It's a long flight for you.
It's a long. Yeah, I know the Chilean miners had the same problem. I'm kind of dating myself now. I'm sticking the straw up through the ground. No, nobody got that.
Mike Avilas' calves right into the Chilean miners. Nobody else can do it.
I bring it all.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a third one where I was the sole reason I want the Red Sox to do well and get a home game for the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's because I don't know if I broached this with you. There's only one person to throw out the first pitch of that game. One person. And by the way, that person.
In a Sox-Yankees game?
Yeah, that person was on.
George W. Bush?
That person I was on the phone with last night and confirmed they will agree to throw out the first pitch.
Oh.
Yeah. My co-author.
Wade Boggs.
Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly, of course.
I mean, between Tyler Austin and talking a boatload of crap to the Yankees after the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
This would rival the Daniel Peck, Josh Beckett ex-girlfriend in Cleveland in 2007.
But if you got Jacoby Ellsbury, Johnny Damon, Roger Clemens, Wade Boggs,
no.
Ramiro Mendoza.
No. This... Come on.
Don Zimmer from the sky.
No. Jerseys. Yes. Half Yankee, half Red Sox jerseys. They all come out.
All right. Well, Brad Fulbreak and some.
Very good.
Joe Kelly would agree to throw out the first
pitch. He would agree.
Should have get there. He would agree to do
he
it.
Has
That's
a,
good news.
He all has right, agreed. Good. We're halfway there.
Okay, good. Well, we got to get the rest of the
all
way.
All you need is an invite.
All right, Hogdale. Let's go.
Hog's coming in. Hog's on deck.
I saw him walking, right? He was just walking around. He's trying to find a.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Way to get in.
He's behind you.
Oh, there he is.
Behind you.
The hot man's here. All right, I love it.
He's everywhere.
All right, well, Brad Foe is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlandEnergy.com. Brad Foe, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. I'll see you. Thank you.
We got Hogdale here. We'll check in next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.